All right, Tappy, here is your microphone.
Ah, thank you, anyone. Let's be done. Cheers.
This is a rundown of the show. Make sure to be nice during the interview. This is your napkin so you don't make a mess like you did last time, remember?
A napkin? Oh, come on now, I'm not a baby.
Here, let me put that on you.
Thank you. Oh, is that a beer? Is that mine? Cheers.
Nope, that's mine. This is your milk, and if you have any problems at all, just ask.
I have a problem?
By the way, the producer called. He wants to have a chat with you about an interview you've missed.
Oh, okay. You know that producer's a nitwit anyway. I mean, who refers to himself as God?
And we're on in 3, 2, 1...
Back by popular demand, it's the Stappy Show. On today's episode of Stappy FM, I reply to your comments. There's some uninteresting news. I go one-on-one with John Sweeney. A man gets hit by a bus despite sending chain email. I interview Bahama and Carbuncle. And you get to take a tour around the office. All that coming up, so don't even think about touching that dial. If you do, you'll cop the brunt of Stappy's wrath, and that's just forcing you to listen to Paris Hilton's music single over and over again. So stay tuned. Now here's a song. That's how long, Bono. I'm on a time constraint here, so a few sacrifices have had to be made. Nothing major, I'm sure Bono wouldn't mind. Think of it as saving poverty, because we're listening to less music just as they would over there. Just a recap of what people thought of the last episode. Generally, the response was good. Everyone liked the music, especially the elevator music at the end there. The whole idea was literally just a spur-of-the-moment type thing. But what's funnier is that it isn't even elevator music. It's actually a new release from legendary rock band INXS. What else? The humour, but people didn't like the length of the podcast. Some thought it was too long, or they either got bored, or they couldn't understand me. That's been addressed. This podcast is shorter and has been split into two parts. And I've also got a new microphone and a webcam, which isn't of any use in the podcast, but it's there. See, look at all the hard work I go to make my fans happy. Because, you know, this whole thing really is for you guys. I love making you laugh. It's far too early in the show to be talking about sentimentality. So, I think we need to reply to comments. Let's have a look. Okay, the first ever comment for a full-length podcast episode was written by Wing Zero. Thank you, I'm glad you enjoyed the podcast, Wing, and I hope you like this one as well. I know you've been waiting frantically for me to release it, and it's finally here. Okay, don't laugh too much, Ark, your sides hurt. This one might make you laugh even more, and you might even die, but I don't think that would be good PR to be killing off listeners. So, hope you like this one too. The next one was written from Shandy! And yes, I'm sorry I revealed your secret to the public like this. And yes, I know you know where I live. Oh dear. Okay, hope you like this episode. Sorry. Sim Trufius, thank you. I'm glad you liked the God joke. I liked it too, and I hope this podcast is more interesting than the last. And don't worry, God will be back. The next comment was written by Brignall182. Okay. And you did make one of those, that's good. I'm glad to know things going well for you. And you also wrote another reply, which is exactly the same. See, you know, that's dedication right there. Two replies from NotBrignall182. Uchibi has also written two replies. One before she listened to the podcast, and the second after she listened to the podcast. That's good. I love making people laugh out loud when they get weird looks from their family. And there'll be plenty of that in this one, too. Mm-hmm. Makai, I'm the man. Of course I'm the man. Thank you for replying. And Cypher, yep, rock on. Thank you. I'm glad you like the music, and that's what we're all about here on Stappy FM. I will rock you. Okay, that's that. I think it's time I moved on to the news before I start losing listeners. Okay, what have we got here? No, I am not reading this. This is our main story. And what is it, Paris Hilton? I am not reading this. In fact, no. I am going to burn this and tear it up into pieces. See, hear that? We are not covering this. And that is done. Now onto the real news. How about this? Funender pens, quite possibly the most sought-after rare in all of Funender. They've been made available only to those willing to give out their addresses. I've ordered mine, and as soon as it gets here, I'll record the first click or scribble of this amazing pen. So stay tuned for that one. Is that all the news we have? I'm not even talking to anyone, I'm talking to myself. I'm the only one here! If anyone wants to co-host the show with me, then by all means tell me. It would be great. I got the new PlayStation official magazine the other day. And after I bought it, I found out it was $14.95 for a bloody magazine. 70 pages long, took me about half an hour to read it. That's why I don't buy magazines anymore. Well, that will be the last magazine I buy, I think. There was one good thing that came with the magazine, however, and it was this PS3 demo disc. It's a Blu-ray disc, and I can't do anything with it because I don't have a PS3, and I'm not spending $1,000 on a PS3 just so I can play this. Although it is tempting. No, calm down. Not getting a PS3 yet. And that disc will go in my Blu-ray pile, which is now one disc big. Blu-rays, the future, I guess. Coming free near with a magazine near you. What else have I got? Oh, yes. The Air Guitar World Championships. They're coming to a town near you. I think you should check them out. There's all the biggest air guitarists there, all the best riffs, including my favourite. And, you know, this one just rocks your world. This one is called the Face Melter. Listen to this. Oh, it's just crazy stuff there, the Face Melter. All the air guitar riffs will be there. I think you should check them out and enjoy it. The Stappy FM News will return right now. On the 15th of July, Funender member and all-round good gal and everyone's favourite Uchibi will have a 19th birthday. So, everyone celebrate that one, send her a nice little message, and maybe an e-card, and Uchibi, I'm sure I'll talk to you before then. Until then, happy birthday! And not long after that, it is also her birthday. That was Kiss saying the name of Shandy. Yes, thank you very much, Kiss. It's also her birthday not long after, on the 23rd of July, I believe, so let's not forget